When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you want to win the Jubal Show's trip to the Caribbean, you got to listen at 8:10. Cam is on the phone today for a First Date Follow-Up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Elena. They went on a date and now he's hearing nothing. So we're going to try to get her on the phone in a minute and see why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before that, Cam, how long has it been since you heard from Elena?
It's been about 4 days.
How did you meet Elena?
Well, so we actually met at the grocery store checkout line.
Oh, cool.
I love that. That's like a Hallmark movie.
How'd that work?
No, like Hallmark movie. That's perfect. That's what I was thinking. So I saw her. I thought she was extremely pretty. Said hi, and then, you know, I ended up following her out to her car. We were chatting just a bit, and I got her number, and she was like totally into it. It was really, she's like so cute. You know, we were like flirting and talking with each other, and exchanged numbers. So I thought it was going really well, and I didn't expect that at all. So I was thinking, you know, for our first date, I was like, oh man, this would be funny and kind of cute. Like, let's meet at the grocery store parking lot and like have like an outdoor picnic in the back of my truck, you know, and I brought like pillows and blankets and I had like pizza and some wine and sippy cups.
Who are you?
And y'all are in the grocery store parking lot? That's so cute.
I just thought it would be really cute. It almost gave me that whole Star is Born kind of vibe, you know? It just sort of felt like, I don't know. The only thing I could say is like felt like really meant to be. And so I know it's only been 4 days, but you know, it went really well. And we were talking a lot afterwards and texting, you know, that like texting a lot between each other. And all of a sudden it just communication stops. So I'm thinking like, what happened? It seems bigger to me because it was going so good, you know? So I really would like to find out.
You were texting after your date and everything?
Yeah, no, she hit me up and said goodnight. I said goodnight. We were like that entire next day, like all day. We were just texting back and forth. It was just wonderful. And I was going, oh my God, this is like romantic dream come true. You know what I mean? Like, what is going on here? And then it just stopped. So I'm just a little worried. I don't know why. I'm just in the dark a bit. And I'm like, why would she respond to any of my texts? I'm hoping that y'all can help me get in touch with her and maybe she'll let me know what's going on. Maybe it's just she got busy or something, or who knows? That's my hope anyway.
Well, if you think back on the date, was there any moment, I guess if she was talking to you the day after, or maybe she was being polite talking to you the day after and then knew she was going to ghost you. And then, you know, if something happened on the date, like, is there anything that you can think of that would have been weird?
Nothing. I can't think of anything. I mean, we weren't just talking to be polite. We were talking about meeting again and how wonderful the night was. And yeah, that's not a person who's just trying to be nice.
Anything you could think of that would be a reason she'd be ghosting you?
I mean, honestly, I have no idea. I swear. I don't know. I mean, wasn't as romantic as she thought in the parking lot. But I mean, maybe she looks back and, I don't know, talk to a friend or something. They thought it was corny. But I don't think she's that type. She seems smart and independent. Like, she could think for herself. So I'm just boggled. I mean, maybe she had a relationship or something, and it was more serious than, I mean, I would just like to know that.
Okay.
If that's the case.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Cam is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Elena, so we're about to get her on the phone and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, Cam, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Yeah, I met this beautiful girl named Elena at the checkout line at a grocery store. We had a wonderful date and everything went well, and then she just hasn't, you know, hit me back, and just it's been a few days, and so I'm hoping that something's still there.
And you were texting with her for a while after your date too. It's not like she didn't ghost you right after the date.
Correct. Yeah. We followed up and had tons of communication the day after, and then it just stopped.
It could have been our friend's rooster blocking and calling it a corny date.
Yeah.
Rooster blocking.
Yeah.
You said it. Maybe one of her friends said it was corny or something like that. I mean, the parking lot or trying to follow a movie or something. But
all right, well, we'll see. You ready for us to call her?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Elena?
Yeah. Sure.
What's up, Elena? How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Elena. The whole show's here. My name's Nina.
Oh.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
How are you?
Hi. Hi.
Do you ever listen to the show?
Yeah, but it's a little surreal that you're calling me right now.
Isn't it? Jubal. I feel the same way.
What? Jubal just crossed his arms, sat back in his chair, and goes, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's crazy how we met this way. Elena, we're calling you because we do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up, where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened and why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you from a dude named Cam.
All right.
That doesn't sound very good.
I really liked Cam. I mean, there's nothing... We went on a date. I thought it was really nice. I actually thought it was probably the most romantic date I've ever had. And it felt really like special. The whole night was just kind of very romantic. And I honestly thought something was going to happen with this. But the following night, I get a random DM from this girl named Melissa, who just basically was just like, don't speak to my boyfriend ever again, this and that. And I was like, well, I don't believe you. Like, how do you? And she just sends me a picture of the both of them. And it's clearly him. And I'm just like, I don't.
Oh, no.
I don't want to be a side piece here. Like, I don't want to deal with this. And
Hold on, please. I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut anybody off, but I have to correct this. Please.
Elena, that's Cam. He's actually on the phone listening.
Oh, my God.
No,
oh,
thank you. Wow. Hi. Yeah. No. I'm so sorry I had to do it this way. But okay. I'm glad you said that. Because look, Melissa is my ex. Like, we have been separated for over a year now. And she's been holding out hope that possibly it still could be reconciled because I haven't been dating, because I talked about you and our date to one of my coworkers, and that's probably how she found out, because we still work together. But I'm 100% single. Like, there is nothing there. I totally thought it was the best date I've ever been on too. And I don't want to lose that because of this. I mean, I swear you can ask my friends, follow up with anything. We are not together anymore. She is, I don't know what. That is super spiteful.
You said you haven't been with her for a year?
No, over a year. Like, it has been done. We were together for a few years, like 4 years, and it just didn't work out. And it's been over, and she just hasn't really moved on. I mean, I showed my friend, my coworker, social. I was like, oh my God, this is magic. Like, and so he saw, and he must have said something, which is crazy. Yeah, like, believe me.
Well, like, just tell her not to reach out to me, because, like, you know,
I will now.
You're
now
single,
that I know, my
you're
God,
single.
Has she done this before?
She has done it one time before, but I thought it was over. Like, that was like 8 months ago when it was like fresher. Like, I thought she got over by now.
There's nothing that's making her, your ex, feel like that there's a real reason to be holding on. Because I know people are quick to jump to conclusions and be like, oh, she crazy. But like, are you sure you're not giving her mixed signals for her to think that she has some type of, like, I don't know, say to who you are saying?
No, we don't hang out outside. We talk at work. And so, I mean, it felt like I blocked her. I don't have ill feelings towards her that way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when she just has, she's seen, we've mentioned in the hall, like, you're not seen anybody yet. And I'm like, no, I'm just waiting for the right moment and dating, but nothing's set right now. And so I said stuff like that, but I never gave her any indication that I wanted her back. It just didn't work out.
Oh, no, this sounds like I'm just jumping into a whole big mess right now. I don't know.
It really
feels a little messy.
It really isn't. I mean, I can't say it any other way. It's like, I've moved on. If she hasn't, it's like, she's not in my life though. Like,
yeah, but how many times can you like reiterate, say that I'm single, like, we're not together.
Does she have snapped tendencies? Because honestly, I would be scared of that.
She's not crazy. Like, I mean, I swear. I mean, it's like, I hope that all of y'all understand, like, sometimes if you have a past, it's not a past that I want a part of me. I am moving on. I have moved on.
Right.
And someone else doesn't determine who I am.
I do understand that. I do hope, though, that there's something that, I don't know, you can do to stop her from thinking there's anything there.
Yeah.
Well, now that knowing this, because like I said, the first time it happened a long time ago, it was like 8 months ago. I know it's fresh and I gave her the benefit of the doubt. We talked, but she's still like that. Like I'm definitely going to confront her and let her know this is uncalled for. Like, you can't do this anymore. We're done.
Yeah. And not to contact me too.
100%. Like, she shouldn't be contacting you. She doesn't know you.
I'd block her, Elena.
You must be really special if she's still contacting you all this time. Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously something she can't get over.
Ow.
Elena, would you like to go out with Cam again on another date? We'll pay for it.
I'll give it another chance. Yes. Yeah,
I have plenty more movie ideas, I swear.
What's the movie that has the girl holding mace in her purse?
What?
Whatever that movie is, make sure you're that one.
Jesus, what?
I've had my, like, I was dating somebody whose ex showed up at the foot of the bed, broke into his house when I was there, so I'm telling you, just be safe.
God, please, don't do this. What are you doing? No.
I mean,
no.
I'm just saying, that was
mean. She's not violent, she's not crazy like that.
Okay, good.
Now I'm having second thoughts.
I'm not saying that.
God, no.
Protect yourself. I'm sorry. Go on the date. Good luck.
Would you still want to go out with me again?
Oh, wow. What a proposal. Yes. But somewhere just, you know, near the police station.
Great idea. Congratulations.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.